Today is Monday, June 6, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I'm back in the home studio. Not interesting to anyone, but before I left, I was unplugging my headphones from the mixer, and there's a quarter inch adapter that I use on, because the headphones are eighth inch, so they're just a normal head, a normal eighth inch, like an audio jack on a phone, or they don't exist as much anymore, but just like the smaller eighth inch. And so the mixer has quarter inch, which is a more standard kind of a mixer jack size. And so there are these adapters, and I was unplugging my headphones and the adapter came apart and the tip of the adapter stayed in the mixer. So luckily there's more than one headphone jack on this mixer. There are four, but the one I used to use is number one. Anyway, I sounded a little bit different in my headphones. That's why I was talking about it. So I've got to get some tweezers and see if I can get up in there and pull that out. And if the tweezers don't work, I don't know what I'm going to use. I don't know. Maybe I can try some super glue on the end of a Q-tip or something and see if I can make it stick and then pull it out. I don't really know. I'm not really sure. And I was thinking about selling this, and that happens when I get my Rodecaster Pro 2 that's on pre-order. So I'm back home, and I'm a little tired because I couldn't sleep very well last night. So I got home on Saturday. So to go back, with the last we talked, we had checked into our hotel in Seattle. They were able to check us in really early. For whatever reason, I was glad, but I've never been able to be checked in that early before. By a hotel, because we were there at like 10:30 in the morning, and they were like, oh yeah, we have rooms, so we'll go ahead and check you in. And I was happy about it, but I hung out in my room for a little while, and then we went to Cheesecake Factory to have lunch. And I had my favorite Cheesecake Factory appetizer, which was tamale cakes. And I ordered a chicken sandwich, because I just wanted a sandwich for my meal, my entree. And so, it was all good. And then we went back to the hotel. We recorded our episode of Mix Minus, which I assume Daniel has already put out, but I don't know for sure because I haven't looked. But anyway, so we recorded that. And then I went back to my room, just kind of relaxed a little bit, recorded Geeky Gay. And then we had dinner with Mike from Gayish. And so we got an Uber or a Lyft. I think it was a Lyft. Daniel got it. And we met him at this, I want to say it was called the Cuff, but I'm not Cuff Complex. Anyway, it was in the gay district of Seattle. And they had a nice little patio and a covered patio. It was raining a little bit. It was a little sprinkly. And so we had a drink. We had a couple of drinks with Mike, and it was very nice to see him. Mike is really, and Mike listens occasionally to Geeky Gay, so maybe he's going to hear this. But from the last time I saw him, I feel like he's muscled up. I don't know if he was muscular the last time. I don't remember him being muscular, but he had pecs. And, nice arms and like muscly. He's never been overweight or anything, but I just don't recall him being muscular. But he is a muscle daddy now. He and I are the same age, so I feel like I can say daddy, and not offend him because we're both. I'm actually a couple months older than him. We discussed that his birthday is in November, I believe. And mine is in August. So August, September, October. Yeah, 3 months, actually. but we're both 43 right now, but I will turn 44 before he does. And anyway, he's got some muscles going on. But anyway, we had a lovely conversation with him. I think Zach was a little bit nervous meeting a new person. And you know, Mike is so sweet. I mean, I don't know. There was no need for Zach to be, you know, nervous at all. I don't really get nervous meeting new people, but and I had already met Mike more than a couple. Mike, because Mike and Kyle have been to at least a few Pride 48s, I believe. I could be wrong about that, but we've met at least twice. I'll say that. We met one of the hosts of the Minority Report, which is one of the podcasts on Pride 48. And they're newer to us. They joined, but I'm not sure that they've participated, but they may have. I could have gotten that wrong. They've not attended any of the in-person things, but I can't remember if they've streamed or not because bad memory. So anyway, lovely drink. The bartender, I know he probably calls everybody this, but he called me baby or something. It wasn't baby, but it was one of those terms of endearments. And I don't go to gay clubs very often. It was just nice for someone to call me some little, you know, term of endearment. And anyway, then we went to a restaurant. And I don't remember the name of it, but we walked a couple of blocks and went to a restaurant and we had deviled eggs for an appetizer. I ordered meatballs with polenta. It was very good. I think Zach got mac and cheese. Daniel got steak frites. Daniel didn't know that the word frites meant fries. I want to say that Mike got steak frites as well. So it was a nice dinner and nothing really to report there. We just continued our conversation. And then I think there was a little hanky-panky in the bathroom because Daniel came back from the bathroom and said there was something going on in the stall when he went into the bathroom. But we don't know for sure because then Zach went to the bathroom and he said nothing was going on. So we are not really sure what was going on there, but could have been. And then we went to the Madison Pub, which is another gay bar. It was very busy, very busy. It was a Friday night, so, you know, that makes sense that it was busy. There was a pool table, so I got to watch some people playing pool. I used to be pretty good at pool, but now I'm out of practice. I can tell you in theory how you should make a shot, but my muscle memory is not, like, I'm not as good anymore. So I got to watch people and I was like, oh, Daniel, you know, he's not going to make that shot because I see what he's trying to do, but he's not going to make it. And then, you know, and I would say, oh yeah, he's going to make that one. So I could be a pool commentator or commenter, but I, you know, I would have to practice a lot more to play pool. And, so yeah, we had fun there. And then we left, Daniel and Zach had a pretty early flight. I want to say around 7 a.m. But my flight was at 11:45. So I packed the night before, went to bed, and then got up. And I didn't get up in time to have breakfast, even though I had already paid for it. But I wanted to sleep. So I didn't get up and go to breakfast, but I did get up, finished packing, took my shower, all that. And I had signed up for the shuttle, so I got the shuttle. There was a family that half of their family was late for the shuttle and I was looking at my watch. I mean, I had plenty of time, but still, that's so rude to be late and you're getting on a shuttle that other people and they're going to the airport. You could cause someone to miss their flight. They were like 15 minutes late getting to the shuttle and the shuttle driver waited on them. So get to the airport, checked in, did the first class check-in. So I was able to avoid the line. Luckily at the Seattle airport, they actually, you know, had someone at the first class check-in. And then I had a little lunch near my gate. I want to say, well, the security line was super long and we were just standing there. We were not moving. We were just all standing. It was super long. I don't know how to describe it, but it was like, I thought it was going to take an hour to get through, but we weren't moving. For 15 or 20 minutes, we were just standing in the same spot. And I was like, what is going on here? Well, finally, when we started moving, I realized what it was. They had set up this runway, this like red carpet looking area, and they and pairs of passengers would walk this red carpet. It wasn't really red, but it's like a carpeted area. And this police officer was walking with a drug dog or a bomb dog behind them to like sniff them and see if they were, I don't know if it was drugs or bombs, but anyway, and they were doing this for every single person who was going through security. So that's why it was taking so long. Then I had lunch. There was a big backup, but it only affected, luckily I had selected the flight that had a 3-hour layover, so it didn't impact me. But I left about an hour later than I was supposed to. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.